1,800 farmers have turned their backs on the New South Wales Irrigators Council. The farmers, who are part of a lobby group, Southern Riverina Irrigators, have pulled back their annual funding of $65,000 to the peak body as well. Cara Jeffrey spoke to Southern Riverina Irrigators Chairman Chris Brooks, who says stronger representation for irrigators in New South Wales is what's needed.
The overall problem is not necessarily a north versus south. It's a New South Wales versus South Australia issue. It's the demand for water flow into South Australia is what is killing all of New South Wales. And if the New South Wales Irrigators Council actually had the balls to take the fight up to South Australia, we'd be happy to support it. But they seem happy to take water at our expense because it's easier, and that's where we have a major place of difference.
So you feel that they're failing to represent all of New South Wales irrigators at the table, that it needs to be a stronger body? Is that what you think?
If it was a stronger body that focused their attention in fixing the problem with the water demand in South Australia, we'd be happy to support it. But what they've done is taken the easy option. Because they're not making any contribution in the north, we have to pick up the slack. So we have a zero allocation. South Australia has 100%, Victoria has 100%. So you can see our reason for concern. If it was a united fight against South Australia, we'd be happy to be there, but they haven't taken any steps against South Australia.
And what are those actions that you feel that they have overlooked for your area?
Well, they're many and varied and complex. The Menindee project is one from many years ago, and there's a list of since then, but the most recent one was the dilution flows, where there's about 700,000 megs of water sent from here down to dilute salt that's non-existent in the Murray River, and we're looking to get that back for our valley rather than just allow it to be used, as further transmission flows down to South Australia.
Are there concerns by pulling that funding that you won't have a seat at that table and your voice of your group won't be heard?
Not at all. We still have we still pay a small membership fee, which gives us a seat at that table, but the voluntary funding is what we're withdrawing.
So you will still be contributing in some form to New South Wales irrigators, just not growers individually having to foot that bill, is that correct?
Exactly. We will still have a delegate on the New South Wales Irrigators Council.
And how has it been received that by New South Wales irrigators that you are pulling that funding out?
Well, I don't know. I don't suppose they're happy with it, but I can tell you the majority of people I've spoken to from down here are very happy to be taking control of their own destiny. We can make our own message heard, and we're happy that we're getting enough representation, Sydney and Canberra, without any assistance from New South Wales Irrigators Council. And, we can concentrate on issues that are very separate and very different to what New South Wales Irrigators Council have been working on today.
The Murray's still on zero water allocation. Where to from here for SRI and irrigators in your region? Where are you taking the fight anywhere at the moment?
We don't think we can get any worse. That's the reason for the change. And yes, we are taking our fight. We're making our issues political issues, and we are going to make it as difficult as we can, mainly for the coalition whose policies are killing us, and it's going to be spelt out fairly clearly in both the state and federal elections in the next few months.
And you farm at Baruga on the banks of the Murray River there. How is the river looking?
Well, it's full. It's flooding. You're spilling water and wasting it into the forest. It's only doing further environmental damage, and it's the exact opposite to what's going on with the water coming down from the north. There's zero water coming down from the north, and you've got, such a low level that you've got creating these fish kills, and here we are with so much demand of our water all going down to South Australia that they're actually causing environmental damage down the Murray River. And that in itself tells a story to us.
That was Southern Riverina Irrigators Chairman Chris Brooks speaking to Cara Jeffrey. CEO of the New South Wales Irrigators Council, Luke Simpkins, says he's disappointed that Southern Irrigators are pulling the pin, but he says they haven't formally resigned from his group. He also rejects the idea that Southern issues have been neglected and Northern Basin debates have been consuming all the lobbying efforts of the council.
Well, the New South Wales Irrigators Council would like everybody to be within the tent. Obviously, there's more strength with unity rather than division. So not happy about anyone leaving, really.
And they're taking their $65,000 a year. That must be a bit of a blow to the budget.
Well, look, I mean, to cut to the chase, we haven't actually heard from SRI about what their intentions are. We've heard stuff in the media, but we haven't had a letter of resignation. We haven't had any formal correspondence at all.
And they haven't raised issues with you about the representation they've received in the past?
Well, on the 31st of January, they talked about that when we were down in Deniliquin, when the chair and myself were down in Deniliquin. So they raised it then, but can I say that really I've received, I think, two elements of correspondence from them since October last year. I've had no policy issues raised with me or with the organisation. And in fact, in December last year, we called on all our members to forward their views on what policy should be or any suggestions they might have for the New South Wales state election. And we haven't had anything at all from SRI. So ultimately what organisations do is up to themselves and their constituent bodies, their members. But I'm just sort of saying that we asked for input, we never got anything.
Now, they say they feel as though the southern basin has been neglected and that you've represented the northern basin well, and you represent a number of cotton growers well in the northern basin. That's been said by some other southern irrigators to me, but they feel as though the southern irrigators have been left behind because the northern basin has been overrepresented.
Well, that's just not true. We represent our members. We've given a lot of support and interest to our members in the south of the state. Back in November, I specifically, in hearing some things to this regard, I organised a specific meeting just for people from the Murray areas of our membership, and sat them down in the room with public servants from New South Wales and the MDBA. So we've provided them with the opportunities for these sort of levels of contact as well. If they provide us with specific things that they would like us to work on, that would be great, rather than just not sending anything at all to us.
Well, they say that there's, not enough looking at the issue in South Australia, that too much water going into South Australia and the low allocations they're getting. They don't feel that there's enough lobbying about the low allocations they're getting when South Australia sometimes get 100% allocations. They feel as though there's, that is one issue they have raised, as well as the northern cotton issue.
Well, look, can I say that we've made plenty of comments about South Australia, and the trouble is, absolutely, South Australia is on 100% allocation. South Australia's done very well out of the Murray-Darling Basin plan. I don't see that they've had any losses whatsoever. And I can understand absolutely that as the Murray-Darling Basin plan is being implemented and our people down in the Murray see very full river running past and no general security allocation, of course that's a terrible situation. And, that's what we raise with ministers absolutely on all occasions. It's very clear that this is, it's very rough for people in the south. So it's not as though that's never been spoken about. It's not as though it's ever been raised. I have meetings with, just about every sort of political coloured politician. These are the sort of things that I certainly talk about on all occasions. With regards to the north obviously at the state has had massively low inflows in recent times in the last couple of years, 30 gigalitres in total in the first half of this financial year into the Northern Basin. So for anyone to try to suggest that somehow cotton has reduced inflows to 30 gigalitres, it's just, really doesn't, it defies logic and reality.
Well, what about the licence changes and the low flow issue and also the compliance issues and the water theft that people have actually admitted to?
Well, water theft is absolutely the sort of thing that should be worked against, and people should be prosecuted for that, and that's absolutely right. And all our members know that water theft is bad for them. It's bad for our image as well. But in the end, what we're talking about here is two or three people, literally a handful of people, compared to 12,500 irrigation farmers across the state. So we're not talking about a massive number of people in this regard. So, and with regard to the floodplain harvesting, I mean, this is a issue that's been worked on. The process is being followed, and there'll be it'll be well and truly understood and under control as this process works through.
So, what are you going to do to actually bring the southern irrigators back into the fold?
Well, you know, we'll try to continue to reach out to everybody, not just SRI, but also their landholder associations as well. Argue that together. Everyone working together is better, and that the trying to sow division between the north and the south will only serve to divide and conquer us. You know, there's a lot of people out there that think that the world could be saved with the end of irrigation farming in New South Wales, but in the end, it's only going to be jobs lost to rural communities and more food imported from overseas, and I don't think any Australians that care about this country would want that.